You're listening to Other Side Drive with your hosts, David and
Jose.
As promised, we have Molly and Sarah here from Feminist United, and we're going to talk about that and what that does and all that jazz. So, Molly and Sarah, why don't you tell us what is Feminist United and what do y'all do?
Well, we are a discussion-based group, mostly. So we have weekly discussions about a range of things. This semester, we're still voting on what we are going to talk about. And we have a lot of ideas that people, the group members have given us. And it's everything from, like, feminists and comedy. That's both men and women. Feminism and music, women and music in particular. A discussion of asexuality, which I think is really interesting. It's not something you hear much about.
Like amoebas?
No, like asexual people.
Oh, okay. I was unaware of that.
Yeah, okay. Basically asexuality is not feeling, if I'm correct, is not feeling like you have much of a sex drive, really, or like you're not a very sexual person.
Okay.
So some people identify like that. So we do discussions and stuff like that, and we also do educational things. We have professors come in and speak. We had a really amazing professor, Dr. Leger, come in and speak about women in the Holocaust, which is a really interesting perspective that you don't usually hear. And it was a really heavy meeting, but it was very informative and awesome. And we also have a sort of an activist component, and that is that we volunteer as campus representatives for Planned Parenthood at Texas State.
Yeah, we try to do that at least once a semester, try to get people trained in our organization or people just on campus who are interested in what Planned Parenthood does.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask. And if people are interested, where could we go to meet up?
To meet up?
Or just to enjoy the group, sorry. Just
oh,
to
yeah,
enjoy
yeah.
The group.
Well, we have a meeting every Monday at Tantra at 7:30, and we participate in these discussions that Molly just mentioned, and it's really fun. Everyone has a really good time. Our last two meetings have been very successful. We've had quite a few people. Our first meeting, we had about 30 people. Second one, about 25. So really, really good turnouts. And everyone said that they really enjoyed the last meeting, which was our first discussion, which what is feminism to you and like what it means to you. And just we asked different questions about that. It was really cool.
Interesting. And I, in addition to the meetings, I see that y'all station in the quad sometimes and
oh, yeah.
Promote. What sorts yeah. of things do you do outside of the meetings, like extra things do you do?
Well, when we're in the quad, usually we are doing our Planned Parenthood campus representative bit, which is, you know, we do have training once a semester, but the like actual job that you do as a campus representative is because there is no Planned Parenthood clinic in San Marcos. Basically what we're doing is letting people know about the services that Planned Parenthood has, letting them know that they're there for them, trying to dispel some myths and
yeah,
correct some misinformation.
Debunk them.
Yeah. And we also are registering people to vote this year, or this semester mostly, before the November election, and talking to people about what FU does and, yeah. Throwing condoms at people. It's real fun.
Yeah, we like to hand out free condoms so everyone's protected.
Yeah, we don't.
Throw them at
people. We don't necessarily throw them.
We don't really throw them at people.
They're like, oh, my.
Our
that was a dumb question.
Well, our social media guy, he's really good at handing out condoms. He just yells at everyone about how sexy they are and how they need to get some condoms so they can be sexy.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good cause. If somebody told me I was sexy, I would be vulnerable and do whatever they asked with it. I shouldn't say that.
Online.
Right. So, okay, cool. So do you have this semester, what sorts of events are coming up for Feminist United or Planned and or Planned Parenthood?
We are so glad you asked, Daniel. We are doing the voter registration, like Molly said. That ends about in October.
I want to say October 6th is the last day to register voters.
Yeah, and we're actually going to try to organize a block walk with the College Democrats and whoever else is deputized so we can go out into the community in San Marcos and register people to vote. Really want to activate the apathetic people in the community so that way they know their voice counts.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, we're doing Planned Parenthood training.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be October 8th, I believe. And No, it'll be the first. It'll be October 1st. And we are also doing some really cool educational stuff this semester. Because FU is primarily, like, an educational, like, it's difficult to be in a discussion group and not learn something. So a lot of what we do is sort of, like, teaching each other and learning and stuff like that.
It's really about learning from each other.
Yeah, so another thing that we are doing to try to further that educational aspect is it's kind of started with the idea that we had to do a like an adult sex ed night. So I think the first one we're going to do is like geared toward like understanding your body for men, women, transgender people. And that in itself can be a really empowering thing, just knowing how your sexual organs work and, like, what feels good and why kind of stuff. So that'll be really fun. We're also hoping to do other workshops, and members of the group, if they have a certain area of expertise, are so welcome to put forward an idea. I think we have a plan to maybe do, like, a bike maintenance and safety one.
Yeah, we have a lot of bike friends in the bike cave.
Hey, we just talked to Alex Vogt from
last He's our
Friday.
Buddy.
Very cool. Everything's connected. I love the community of San Marcos.
Yeah.
Are there other ways that you get involved in the community? Like, you're related to the bike people. Do you have other
We have lots
alliances?
We have a lot of alliances.
Shout outs or?
Yeah. Let's see. Well, College Democrats. Yeah.
Okay.
There's the Student Secular Alliance.
Secular Student Alliance.
Oh, dang.
It's okay.
That's close.
Yeah. They're great.
Yeah, actually, y'all are really close friends.
No, we are. They're wonderful people.
We are.
And the International Socialist Organization.
Mm-hmm.
We've worked with them. We've worked with Young Americans for Liberty.
Yeah, we have some friends there, too. They're fun people.
I'm forgetting somebody really important, aren't I?
I feel like it, but I can't remember.
That sounded like I guess a cat?
Or a dinosaur.
Or a dinosaur.
You know,
prehistoric cat.
CSW's pet segment. So there's a cow mask on the wall. For those of you who don't, there's a cow mask that we have in the studio.
You know, just shifting into animal talk, we should probably keep back into the zone. So also, you don't just have to be a woman to join in. You can also be a man to join in.
Yeah.
We have lots of men in our organization.
Alex Vogt from the Bike Cave included.
Like our media coordinator. Social media guy. We don't have a title for him, but he's important.
He's not here. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to hear more about the social media guy. He sounds like a funny character.
He's fantastic.
He's so funny.
He is. You should just come to meetings, like, just for Devin.
Yeah.
Like, social media guy.
Is he by chance in the Honors College? Do you know
I don't
that?
Think so.
One guy that I'm thinking it might be, but that's not even, like, relevant to the interview. That's just my own curiosity. I have this image of this guy that I'm picturing, and if it's that guy is really funny, but maybe it's another really funny guy. There's lots of us out there.
Yeah.
So, Jose, do you have any other questions that you want to...
I don't. You kind of like asked all my questions. I was just questions.
I feel like we didn't really address your how men can be a part of it.
Oh, right. We started talking about cows
and crazy things.
And this funny Devin guy, and then the Honors College. Okay, we're going to have to recap the whole conversation. So, yes, answer that now.
Okay. Well, now I feel like I'm on the spot.
Oh, I just said that.
Yeah.
Take your time.
Well, men, women, people who don't associate with either of those genders are always welcome in FU because we need a variety of opinions and viewpoints and... Feminism is one of the things it's really about is about gender equality, and to say that, you know, just because you're a man, you're not allowed in our group, it's kind of reverse sexism, and so that's something we'd never, ever want to do. So we really value our male members as well as our female members and those members who don't identify with either of those genders, but yeah.
Not biased anyway. Or identify with both of them.
Or identify with both. Yeah.
Or a combination of all of those. Identify with each one, both of them, and neither of them, which I don't know if that's possible. I just wanted to cover all grounds. But, okay. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't be talking. Y'all are the ones that should be talking. Is there anything else that you want to tell them about Feminist United or Planned Parenthood or your many other friends?
We do have, let's see, how can I say this? A big component of Feminist United is Planned Parenthood. That's actually how we got into this voter registration thing that we're doing. Molly and I went to a event during the summer called the Youth Organization and Policy Institute, and we learned how to be active leaders and get people excited, and we took on this role of becoming deputized and getting people active and voting. So they are definitely a big part of our organization.
Yeah, definitely. And they are, right now, Planned Parenthood is going through a lot of trials and tribulations, especially in Texas with the recent defunding. There's actually the trial for that to decide whether or not Texas can pull funding from the Texas Women's Healthcare Program is going to be in October. So that's coming up. And that'll be a really important verdict for, for everyone in Texas, not just women.
You're listening to Other Side Drive on KTSW San Marcos.
Sounds like y'all are really involved in a lot of
yeah,
things,
we are.
A lot of political stances. Elaborating on the politics, you said that you're working with voting and getting involved in that. What are you doing with that, and what can you say about the importance of voting and how Feminist United is associated with it?
You want to take that one, Molly?
Sure. well,
basically, there's an apathetic group of people that we're really trying to reach, and we want to make sure that they know that their voice really does matter, because we think that these people are, you know, they're really going to make a difference if they do turn out and vote, and they should vote for whoever they want to. We don't want to press anybody to vote for a specific candidate. And I think that's important. That's actually, I think, is important about feminism, is letting people decide what they want to do and respecting that. So we definitely want to just encourage people to know that they can vote.
Mm-hmm. Good message. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody is special in an individual.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Holds importance.
I'd hope so.
Exactly. Well, great. Well, if you have anything else to add, go ahead and add it. If not, though, why don't you remind everybody where they can find out about you guys and how, if they want to get involved, how they can get involved.
Well, if you would like to find more information about us, we have this fantastic website that I put together.
It's really gorgeous. She did a great job.
It's my second attempt, and I think the second attempt was better than the first one. anyways, you can go to www.feministsunited.weebly.com. So I kind of think I said that confusingly. feministsunited.weebly.com. And
W-E-E-B-L-Y. Weebly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we also have a wonderful Facebook that's actually super active. And if nothing else, if you don't really feel like joining our group or coming to meetings, I know people are just a member of the group just for the Facebook wall, because it's a great place. People post really cool articles. Whenever something happens, our Facebook page usually blows up. So you can find that by either Googling Feminist United of Texas State. That's usually the most direct route, or just trying to search it on Facebook. So it's Feminist United at Texas State. And we also have a Twitter.
Yeah, you can Google for that, too. Actually, yeah. I was Googling us last night, because I wanted to know what popped up. And our Twitter popped up, and our Facebook popped up. But what was weird is, apparently someone had made a website, like, way back when, and it's not finished. Like, it's crazy. So don't go to that website, because that doesn't have any information on it. I'm sorry that our website doesn't pop up, and it's kind of inconvenient, but everything else does, so
our
it still works.
Our Facebook information has the link to our website as well. And should we talk about
me? Yeah, I actually had another question. Like, how did you guys start at Texas State? Like, how did the organization actually start?
It's been around for a really long time. And when I say really long time, I mean, like, since, like, at least 2006. I was talking to Judith at the Bike Cave today, and she said she knew two of the presidents, like, in 2006. So when I joined it, I was a freshman, so that was, like, 2009. And it was run entirely by artists, and it's kind of definitely gone through a lot of changes and evolved a lot. But how did you get started, Sarah?
Oh, gosh, that story. Well, it was actually through Molly. Molly, my wonderful feminist friend. Let's see. Okay, so I knew Molly for a while, but we never really connected. because I didn't really know what feminism was. I didn't know what to talk to her about. It was kind of awkward, but we were, like, nice and polite to each other.
Yeah.
Because our boyfriends were friends, and, you know, that's what you do.
Yeah.
So then I watched this documentary called A Business to Be Born.
The Business of Being Born, right?
Business of Being Born.
It's a great documentary.
It's fantastic, and it just makes you feel like, well, if you're a woman, I would hope that it would make you men feel like, hey, women have, like, really good control over their bodies, and they can actually have babies without doctors, which is, like, crazy that, you know, that never crossed my mind before I saw it. I just thought, like, women could not have babies at all unless there was a doctor in the room and you were at a hospital.
Yeah.
But actually, women have been having babies for a very long time successfully. If you think about how long the human species has been around, so...
Yeah, it does make sense, kind of.
If you think about it. But anyways, everyone should have babies the way they want to. I don't want to point anyone in any direction at all.
Just check out that documentary. It's amazing.
But. Yeah. Let's see. So anyways, I met Molly, whatever, and then I started talking to her about this documentary because I was so excited about it, and no one else got it. Everyone else was just like, that's cool and all. But Molly was just like, this is great. I know what you mean. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you should come to Feminist United. That's what she told me, and I did.
Yeah, we were probably talking at, like, a party or something.
Yeah, it was a party.
That's one of my favorite things to do at parties is... It doesn't even, specifically about feminism sometimes, just because it's something I'm passionate about, so it'll come up in conversation.
Gets rowdy.
But, yeah, it gets a little rowdy. Okay. You get some interesting responses. My favorite is, wait, isn't that just, like, when women think that... they're better than men, or, like, do you hate all guys, or stuff like that?
Well, we both have boyfriends, so obviously we don't hate men.
And they're... feminism, like...
Could hate your boyfriends.
No, I don't.
Could girlfriends hate me, but...
You'll get there.
Better than,
No.
I believe in you.
Have them teach me how to not be hated, but...
Yeah. For us, and, like, in general, feminism is not about, like, the superiority of women or anything. It's about... gender equality, and respecting each other's choices and individuality. And I think people get kind of hung up on the name because not very many people like to call themselves feminists today because it kind of has, like, a connotation. Yeah. And so another thing FU does is that we're trying to let people know that feminists don't burn bras and hate men, you know?
Some of them.
Well, actually, the burning bra thing was really made up. Like, that never happened. But, yeah.
Burning bras.
Yeah.
But I think that there are... feminists out there who are more extreme than we are.
Yeah.
We try to be laid back so we can talk with everybody and really have, like, open discussions and learn from each other. We don't want to be in people's faces too much unless we're having a good time at a party.
Yeah. But yeah, that happens.
Because that cannot happen.
Well, if I run into y'all at a party, I'll be ready for some serious discussions.
Conversations.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that was Molly and Sarah from Feminist United. Why, you want to tell them one more time where they can find you guys? Just
you can find us on Facebook. Yeah.
Okay, Facebook, yes. And the Facebook
page. Yeah. Or you can find us at Tantra at 7:30 on Mondays.
Tantra Coffee House.
Or on our website, our Twitter, our Facebook, basically just Google Feminists, that's plural, Feminists United, and check us out.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much, and we will be, I was trying to read something, and I got scatterthought. Thank you guys so much for being here. That's Molly and Sarah from Feminists United.
Thank you, David.
Wait, yes.
Thank you, Jose.
Sorry about that earlier.
That's okay.
And Jose. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you guys for coming in.